This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Get back to our focus on you, your world. It's the DJV program, The World in a Nutshell, with three nutty people. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Stephan. Kara's not in that wheelhouse. She's much more, she's level-headed, cool, calm. She hasn't been on radio long enough. See, that's...
to be neurotic.
Something to look forward to.
Right. Look forward to that, and you'll be fine. All right, Jen, take it away, will you please?
Yeah, a name that's been trending over the last few days is Joni Ernst. She is a Republican senator. She's from Iowa. And she came out on Wednesday saying that she was forced out as a survivor of mental and physical abuse by her former husband. And she even went so far as to say she was actually raped by a boyfriend in college. This was after the public reported her divorce papers. She didn't ask for it, but obviously public record is public record. Her divorce papers were there and a media outlet got a hold of it. They put those papers out for public consumption. And she's the highest ranking woman in the Republican Senate leadership. She's also an Army combat veteran. And she spoke publicly for the first time about her appearances or her experiences while she was in her home state of Iowa after media reports came out about her divorce. She said she was ready to address the issues, even though she didn't think she was going to have to. She said, quote, "I didn't want to share it with anybody. And in the era of Me Too survivors, I always believe that every person is different and they will confront their demons when they're ready. And I was not ready." However, she gave the interview and she described for the first time in detail a violent episode where her husband, Gail, grabbed her by the throat and pounded her head. Oh. He turned around at the landing. He grabbed me by the throat in his hands and threw me on the landing floor. And then he pounded my head on the landing. It was very sudden. It was very violent. Oh. It scared me. She said in, I guess in one of the things in her divorce papers are that there was alleged affair claims made by her husband. In the divorce affidavit, she said there was no affair. The entire affidavit made me sick. It was just one lie after another. Now, what's interesting here is that you're finding out more and more, and I think this is what we talked about yesterday. It was revealed that she was asked by President Trump, or then candidate Trump, to be his running mate. He wanted her to be vice president before Mike Pence. And she was excited about it, but when she took it to her husband wouldn't allow her or wouldn't support her in taking that position.
That would have been the time to get the divorce right then.
Yeah, so it seems that there was a
huge
history.
What husband doesn't support his wife?
Well, he obviously was afraid of the skeletons, his own skeletons, that would come out in you know, opposition research or just vetting in general.
Yep. You know what? I'm actually glad she came out. I'm sorry that she was forced out because of the public reporting. I think people should be able to tell these stories if they want to and when they want to, not necessarily have it be forced upon them. But I actually think it's a good thing, especially for Republican women who really look up to her. I think it's good to have a strong woman who doesn't just say, you know what, that's a man being a man, or that's just my husband, or whatever. I actually applaud her for being forced out, but at least telling her story once she was.
Yeah. Yep. What a sad reality, man. There's another name in the news today. Chris Brown, been in the news actually all this week for being accused of raping somebody in Paris. He was arrested and got out of jail. But strangely enough, the police found cocaine and cannabis in his hotel suite. But the cannabis, but the cocaine, I'm sure nobody ever would have thought that Chris Brown would use any of those illegal substances. Would you have ever thought that of him?
No, he's such a law-abiding citizen.
Sweet guy. Right. Speaking of cannabis, there is a report that the volume of beer being consumed in our country is down by 3%. In the last year, the beer volume usually directly related to other things that are consumable. And so the assumption is that cannabis is being used more and beer is being used less. So what do we think of that? Marijuana is hurting beer sales. So that's why, by the way, all the big alcohol and tobacco companies want to get into the cannabis business. They're already going around sniffing out places where cannabis is being grown and processed, trying to buy them up because they realize that they need to be in that business if they want to continue to be in this type of business. Kara, what did you start to say?
Oh, I didn't say anything before, but I just find it a little hard to believe because I feel like if you smoke pot, then you smoke pot, and if you don't, yeah, then you don't. So, like, there's no one in my friend group who stopped smoking or who stopped smoking beer, yeah, stopped drinking beer to take up smoking. So I just find it hard to believe that,
well, that
it's
was
taken
what I,
away
thank
from
you
it.
For anticipating. I was going to go around the room here and see if Victoria has any friends that have stopped drinking beer or other alcohol in place of or
and
substitute using cannabis.
I think this is a total, I don't know where this story came from, but to me, this is just beer is on the decline because whiskey is so hot right now, yeah, and other drinks, really, are just, yeah.
So it's whiskey, not cannabis.
And they
it's
have completely
totally
different impacts
category
on you. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
I think it's like the alcohol. This sounds like the beer people of America are trying to smear marijuana smoking or something.
Or
of course,
that marijuana,
they are.
Or that marijuana, the cannabis people, which is a really strong lobby now, are saying, "Oh, don't go with alcohol. Go with us, as we're a better alternative to beer." I don't know. I don't have any person
ruin your health this way instead of that way.
Yeah, I don't have any person in my social circle who, because marijuana is legal, started smoking it. If they smoked, they always smoked. Yeah. I think the only people that makes a difference with the legalization of marijuana are people like my grandparents who think they can go buy CBD oil now, or they want to buy, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think for people who maybe it wasn't part of their life, maybe for reasons for their health or something, I don't know anybody who didn't smoke pot before who goes, oh, well, now it's legal, I'll do it. Nobody's doing that. I don't.
Well, yeah, because illegality never kept anybody away from it.
No.
So that doesn't
but
really
it makes
matter.
It more usable or more easily accessible now.
And if
legal.
It did, because I would actually say it did for me. I mean, mm-hmm. I never smoked pot because of that. And I never smoked pot because you're not supposed to. But there's still, because
Have
of the law, a
pot?
Stigma. I smoked pot once. I tried it and I hated it.
You
nothing
didn't
happened
inhale?
To me.
Okay.
You know what? I can't because my lungs are crap. I have terrible asthma. It's incredibly mm-hmm. hard on me. So I hated it. But in any case, that beside the point, I think that the fact that pot was illegal set up a stigma in my mind that still exists today, which is why I still don't use the products.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm all for CBD,
I don't like the
but
smell.
I think that stigma doesn't go away overnight is what I'm getting at.
One of the things, you know, I've been very upfront about talking about how I'm going to grow cannabis on my farm, and we're putting it in an enclosed building. One of the things at the hearing we had in the last couple of weeks, local folks had the ability to come in and talk about using the farm for growing marijuana, using it for medical marijuana and for hemp, because I think that both of those things are going to be in the future a real viable alternative to the horrors of the drugs that are opioids and the related things. I don't think you're going to see a headline, 70,000 people a year dying from smoking medical marijuana or using hemp oil, CBD or otherwise.
Right.
In fact, I think you're going to see life extended because of that. But my pal, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who I love dearly, is on this program every week with regularity. And we do the Good Day Health Show, which you can hear the podcast. You can hear it live or the podcast version at gooddayhealthshow.com. Every week he has some story that's negative about using marijuana. So this week he sent me, and Kara and I were just talking with him about it, what the side effects are of using marijuana. People get addicted, lose their memory, create social anxiety, paranoia, hurt your heart, your lungs.
That's only if you smoke the wrong kind.
Well, that's an interesting point.
There are so many different strains
of
marijuana.
Oh, there are. And one of the things that I'm learning, I've gone to school on this thing, what I'm going to grow or have the growers grow. I'm not growing it. I'm just they're doing it on the farm. We have a whole professional group of people from California that are going to do the growing. And they have the best seeds in the world. It'll be the best product. Already the people that are from this school say what you're doing is going to be the best in the state.
How do they know they're the best seeds? I'm not trying to call you out, but are they going to pitch it to you and say, experience. These are the worst things you're ever going to find?
No.
This is
going to
produce the worst weed on the planet.
Hello. I'm not finished yet. No, they have the same as with hay and corn and any other thing that you grow. There are seeds that are good and create a better product than seeds that aren't. They're not all the same. Seeds are not all created equal. So there are different strains that you grow for medical purposes and get the best high and whatever else comes from having it around. But I guess the point I was making in part was that Ken, who disapproves of it being used for anything, well, I think he's kind of for it in terms of medical marijuana, but he always, every week, there's some other
Isn't it just overuse story. Of anything, though? I mean, who cares
yes.
about marijuana or alcohol or sugar,
right.
for that matter?
Abusive, use of it, it's just,
right.
yeah.
It's ruin. Just overuse of anything is not great for you.
Yep. All right. Here's something that you can't overuse. It's good for you because it's good for your appearance, and what's good for your appearance is good for you when it comes to hunting for a job or when it comes to dating, impressing people. Your teeth. What do people look at first? Your teeth. And all of the people in this program have beautiful white teeth because, well, Jennifer drinks a lot of wine. She doesn't smoke and she doesn't do other things, but well, she drinks coffee and tea. That affects your teeth. And Victoria does the same, a little wine here and there, some tea here and there. Kara might be known to have a glass of wine here and there. I don't know about your tea, though. Are you drinking Life Change tea? What are you drinking?
I had some tea this morning. It was very delicious.
Tea this morning. All right. So let me get to the bottom line here so that you know what we're talking about, why we're talking about power swabs. Power swabs has been clinically studied and approved by the Dentist Association, the Hygienist Association, because it uses a patented natural tooth detergent, a whitening agent, that will not hurt. In fact, it enhances the strength of your enamel. The other teeth products whiten up your teeth, but they take away the enamel. This does not do that. It lifts the stains off of your teeth. That's what you want, and does it in just 5 minutes. Get rid of those stains. Start now by calling 800-208-1797. Power swabs will remove the stains on your teeth, on your caps, on your veneers, guaranteed, or your money back. Try power swabs. Call today, 800-208-1797. Take it from me. This stuff really does the trick. Use the DJB code. You buy it for half the retail price. 800-208-1797.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This portion of the DJV show brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the name to remember and improve your memory. Available in stores everywhere. 21 after the hour here and there. Everywhere.
Mm-hmm. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Time, 24 after the hour, or close to it anyway, and with the advent of this time every Thursday comes a review of the top five songs from any given week in pop music history from the 50s to the 90s. So we focus on the top five songs from this week in 1965 right now. It's kind of in my wheelhouse. First year I was on the air as a disc jockey, and I played this song 100 times, probably 1,000 times if I played it once. Over the years that I was a jock from 65 to 74, The Righteous Bros, and You've Lost That Love and Feeling, was their first big hit. Blue Eyed Soul, as they called it. Number five this week in 65. The crescendo here. Feel it? Tara, crank that up. A great song. So that's number five. Number four, Petula Clark, a big pop singer in England, the time the Beatles came around, made her first hit here in America with this song, and then it traveled to England and became very, very popular, eventually made it to number one. This is Downtown, her first big hit, Petula Clark. Still a kind of
don't hang around
big,
and let your
the equivalent of Broadway a star in
England.
Just her voice. It's just a great,
maybe
sweet song.
Know some little places to
she had about a half a dozen number one songs. That's how it all started
downtown,
out.
Just listen to the rhythm of a gentle box.
Doesn't this sound so British? Ladies, doesn't it? It just sounds British. Whatever that is.
It doesn't really to me.
Doesn't to me.
Doesn't it?
Kind of
like
a little kid. I always thought this was Diana Ross.
Oh, no. The big difference in Motown. This has an English sort of feel, at least to me it does, in terms of instrumentation. All right, so that's number four. Another English group making the... This week has two American groups and three British groups. The Searchers were number three with Love Potion number nine. This is the silliest song. Listen to the lyrics.
I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made another sign. She said what she needs.
Love potion number nine. Yes, having trouble with love is love potion number 9. That's what the song is basically all about. Number 2, great song from the Beatles. This is the classic best sound. This is the way the Beatles sounded best to me. Listen to this. You don't remember it. Who doesn't remember? You ladies know this song, right?
Sure. Yep.
Hang it up, Kara. So, the reality of the moment here, in 1965, the Beatles have come in, the British invasion, bumping off most every genre of American music except Motown. Motown never suffered because of the Beatles and the British invasion. And here's an example of how that worked. Supremes were number 1 for 2 weeks in a row with Come See About Me. Goosebumps. Hard to get away from it. This will be. This is. All these songs actually could stay with you all day long. You'd be humming them. You've Lost That Loving Feeling. Downtown. Love Potion number 9. I Feel Fine. All of them. Come See About Me. Number 1. This week, 1965. Throwback Thursday on the DJV program at 28 after the hour.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. Call right now. 888-710-2437.
Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. It's my plan. What about your plan? How often do you hear complaints about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way you sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillow, made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. They come with a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose except a good night's sleep. So let's get on the horn here. Or better yet, go online to MyPillow.com. Get 4 MyPillows, 4 for half the price. 2 premium MyPillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. The money-back guarantee extends till March 1st. So, with nothing to lose, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, that's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com, and get these fabulous pillows for a great night's rest. Start the new year out right by getting great rest, courtesy of the pillows from MyPillow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We'll do something in the alternative. We'll be talking to you about that at a later date.
That's President Trump speaking yesterday afternoon before overnight he announced he will postpone the State of the Union address after Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said it could not be delivered in the House chambers for as long as the shutdown continues. The president had earlier been saying he would find an alternative location so as to still be able to deliver it on Tuesday evening as originally planned. The suspected gunman who shoots 5 people dead in a bank in Sebring, Florida, yesterday calls 911 on himself.
Is that the gentleman that's been taken into custody as a result of this is a gentleman by the name of Zephan Zaver. He's 21 years of age and lives here in Sebring.
There's no word on the gunman's possible motive, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Today, Scorpio is in the Virgo moon in your 11th house, Victoria. So you're going to have a great day connecting with people who meet your standards. Ooh-hoo.
That means no one, so that means I can just go to bed and not connect
with
anyone.
That's right. Take a nap after we're done here. Victoria Keelan, Carousel, and Doug Steffen, the Dougster, here at your service and on your side. Victoria will serve us all by bringing us up to date on a heavy trending story, big-time trender.
Yeah, I think we need to kind of do a little update on the Brexit debacle. So there are world leaders at Davos right now, and apparently the general consensus there is that Britain should redo the vote for the actual exit from the EU. I know Jeremy Corbyn, who's the Labour Party leader, he's also proposed this in Parliament, saying that, you know, we really should do another vote and see what the results are. From exit polling that they've done, when they initially did the public vote, voting to leave the European Union, they had, I think it was about 59% or 60% of the people said that they were in favor of it. When they did the vote, they did a polling recently, as recent as last week even, and it's like 90% of people in the UK now regret that and wish that they didn't leave the EU.
Yeah.
There are so many other implications to this. Airbus is trending right now because they are warning that their plants in the United Kingdom may not survive if they actually leave the European Union, because it ruptures all their trade links and supply chains, and it just causes so much red tape.
They have two plants in England making medium-sized jets, and they employ about 8,000 people.
14,000 people in Britain.
14,000. Yeah,
and their headquarters are in Toulouse, France, but most of their engineering and production is in the UK. And so the entire supply chain supports another 110,000 jobs. So Airbus is really coming out saying, okay, if we're going to do a revote on this, let's just do it so we know how at least everyone feels. Some of the other implications that are the ripple effect here, Northern Ireland is, I don't know if you've seen any of these headlines, but there are already car bombs. And this is, they say that the real IRA
is actually...
That's
how they communicate in Northern Ireland. They blow everything up. That's
but
how they
communicate. But it hasn't been that way for a really long time. It's been 20 years since the agreement from 1998. So people have really enjoyed that peace and going through the border from between the North and the Republic, and now exiting from the European Union is the biggest fear in Ireland right now. Is obviously violence, because they feel like the UK has abandoned caring about that border. They don't want a wall up again, and that's what's going to have to happen. So the implications.
Ever been
of Brexit
to the? You've been to Ireland. You've seen those walls. They have in Belfast. They still have the walls, the gates up, and they close them at night. I remember I was it was either Belfast. Yeah, I think it was Belfast. I was in Belfast or Dublin. I can't remember which city.
Never been to the north, so I don't know.
Well, I have been, and I'm actually invited to go back again in a couple of months. The situation, though, was eerie, because all of the stuff that was left over from the war,
what
all
year
the
was
paintings
this?
And buildings. This would have been 2012 is when I went over. Yeah, the fall of 2012, September, October of 2012. And
I have family who live close to the north, and they have enjoyed all of the freedoms of, you know, driving in and out, and just it's been great for there was such a religious, you know, between the Protestants and Catholics,
and
kids are in school now together. There's a whole new generation, if you think about it. Kids that are 20 years old have never known that conflict, and for that wall to just go back up, then I mean that proverbial wall. It has a lot of people really distressed, because there are plenty of people who remember the constant car bombing and the violence and the threats, and it was such a nightmare.
Pretty
for such
distressing.
A small patch of land. It had so much violence, and that's another thing that people didn't think about with the Brexit. It's just like, this is a very ill-conceived plan.
Yep. Well, I think they'll change it, Frank. I think there will be another vote. I think they'll change it, because too many ramifications. This just doesn't work. Speaking of things that don't work, those students in Oklahoma, a sorority member included in this group, withdrawn from the University of Oklahoma after a video surfaced showing one of the women smearing black paint on her face and using racial slurs. In what universe do people think, no matter what their age, that this stuff works anymore? Even if it's really how you feel, think about it first. There's going to be ramification. There's going to be upset. There's going to be retribution. There's going to be noise.
You know, if how people really feel, I hope that they say it out loud. I'm glad that they say it out loud, because then they get repercussions.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. All right. Anyway, the storm that has brought flooding now to the East Coast, where Victoria is and where I am this Thursday, heavy rains, temperatures in the 50s, near 60 degrees here. It was 30 below on Monday. So we get back into the daily conversation about global warming or climate change or whatever it is. And now after this, the rains will cause flooding everywhere. And then it's supposed to get back down into the, it'll be in the high 30s tomorrow, high 20s on Saturday, high 40s on Sunday. It's like back and forth yo-yo time. But the severe weather, the strain it places on your home. Tom Kreitler, who runs the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. You can hear him on this program every day with his tips, and on the weekend on the Money Pit, talks about what happens when there are these sorts of weather events. The snow piles up on your roof, then it thaws, the rain comes, and then it refreezes, and it will cause a backup of water on your roof. So if you don't have good shingles, if you don't have a good solid roof, it'll start to leak. And I don't know how many people I've talked to this week who have had roofs that were leaking because the jam that's caused by the water melting, going down to the gutter, then it freezes at night, plugs up the gutter, then it starts warming up again, but the gutter hasn't unfrozen, and so the water goes under the shingles, and if you don't have a good base under the shingles, starts to leak, and then your ceiling, you look up at your ceiling, you see these yellow spots, or you can actually see the water. I know a friend who lives nearby, a roof in his den just collapsed with all the water that was in it yesterday. Oh, wow. Now the house, when that happens, your house will be loaded with mold because it'll never really, especially this time of year. If it was spring or summer, you could open all the windows and you could put fans in and you could dry everything out. But you can't do that this time of year. So the mold is created by the wetness that stays in the walls with the woodwork, because the wood that is the, you know, basically when your house is framed, they don't paint the woodwork. They cover it up with blue board and that kind of stuff. So it's not considered necessary because you don't expect water in the house. But if the wood was painted, you wouldn't have mold. But the wood isn't painted, so the water gets in there, starts to deteriorate the character of the wood, and that's where the mold comes from. And people have lots of problems developing into COPD and asthma and stuff. It comes from
so
the mold.
So bad for you, that mold.
Very
oh,
bad.
Oh, my gosh.
Very bad. Yep. So, in the meanwhile, I see that Google and Facebook and Microsoft are sponsoring a conference promoting their truth, climate change denial, the young libertarians who are now pushing this. I consider myself to be a libertarian. And every day we have this same conversation about global warming, what causes it. It gets to be kind of a bore after a while. The danger of global warming. Well, no, I understand. But there's no new stuff because everyone has to argue about who is responsible, which is a bunch of BS. Who cares who's responsible? Change the way you live and acknowledge that there's a problem and do something about it. There's this CO2 coalition. I've been around for a couple of years, that is funded by the right, and so they're trying to prove that it's a waste of time. Why would you waste your time and your money? There is a change. It is here now. It's coming. How bad or how fast it comes will be related to how we care for the atmosphere, what we do in part, not totally, because the planet changes and it burps and farts all the time. What do you think a volcano blowing that stuff out of the middle of the earth? What do you think that does to the atmosphere? So it creates havoc, a real mess in the atmosphere. So Mother Nature contributes the same as we do. We're all part of Mother Nature. We're creatures created out of carbon. Remember Star Trek, the first one? V'ger and carbon beings and stuff we all refer to as carbon. We are carbon beings. We come from the soil. And I remember, well, we are what we eat. You know the expression ashes to ashes and dust to dust. We are what the soil is, what the planet is. And so to, you know, run around and all these new people are doing, you know what it is? A great business for some people. You want to create a business, you know, scare the hell out of everybody and get people to contribute to your point of view, fine, go ahead and do it. I wouldn't waste my time. I just acknowledge that there is a problem. We're responsible for part of it, and the Earth is responsible for part of it. So all this climate change denialism is a complete waste of time and money. But that's the way I see it. You want to stick your head in the toilet or in the sand or wherever you want to stick it and say nothing's changing, then fine. That's about as far from the truth as you can get, in my wheelhouse anyway. But it isn't all our fault. That's the thing that I take exception to. It's not all mankind's fault. People on the left say, oh, it's all our... No, it isn't. It's not at all. But the representation of how things are changing, at least in my lifetime, I don't really remember too often it being 30 below one day, and 2 days later it was 60 above. Yeah. Not too many examples of that. However,
we've had that a lot lately.
Yep, 46 past the hour. Here's something that you should have in your life right now. Life Change Tea. You'll be thanking me because this is a miracle tea. With every glass, you'll feel better and better and better. Lots more energy. It's amazing stuff. And so if you take, sometimes it takes after a winter or the early winter. Let's go back to Thanksgiving and eating all the stuff that you probably think afterwards you shouldn't have eaten. Cookies, cakes, candies, all that meat and things that get stuck in your colon. So I saw something from a lady named Catherine in Indiana who listened to this program, said, this saved my life. It cleansed. I'm still cleaning out. Because if you have an unhealthy colon, it'll cause really bad stuff to happen in your body. All of the good and all the bad, as far as your health is concerned, as a result of what's in your gut. So think of your colon as the waste management station. Keep it clean. The cells, the tissues in your body need the detox, and that's what you get with Life Change Tea. I'm sipping mine now, and the girls are sipping theirs. Maintain perfect health. Cleanse the intruders from your body. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Order Life Change Tea. It's all natural, all organic, put together in the United States. Their tea leaves are grown here, and the mix and match in the Life Change Tea, as far as the teas they actually use, all that blending is done in the U.S. GetTheTea.com. Use the DJV code. They'll ship it to you without cost. That's Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com.
This is a Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
It's a new year, and for many of us, that means a commitment to exercising. And we all know how much music can motivate, which is why you should check out JVC's HAXC70BT wireless headphones. Francisco Lacey from JVC fills us in.
These are truly wireless earphones with comfortable fit. They offer 3 hours of playback time with 9 hours of additional charging time from the unique cylinder charger case that holds the earpieces in. That also has a little clip on it, so you can put it on your belt if you want or attach it to your backpack. And come with a free support app, and the app allows you to locate them in case you lose one earpiece because there's a left and a right. It puts out a very high-pitched squeal, so you can locate them maybe in your gym bag or somewhere in your bedroom, and also shows you battery life as well.
And they're sweat-proof. Check them out at JVC.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Arlie Drug. You can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Arlie Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase Sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it, because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app, and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour, so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Hurry in and save on tax software. Save today at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires January 26, 2019.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Recognize this tune as the theme from SNL. Been on the air, do you realize, almost 40 years? Saturday Night Live on the air. So they've used the same theme and very effective. So Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. No, there's not a movie being made of Saturday Night Live, although it might be an interesting romp, wouldn't it, Chucker? Think back on some of the characters who got their start, Belushi and Steve Martin and Aykroyd and Murray and all those guys, and Chevy Chase and the ladies who were on there.
Jim Curry.
Yeah, right. So
and then later on, Billy Crystal was on SNL. So yeah. You know, Eddie Murphy. A lot of time. John Belushi was born on this day in 1948, died 1982 of March 5th. You know, it's interesting about his legacy. He only really starred in 4 motion pictures. Animal House in 1978, which is a massive hit still to this day, has a massive following. He did The Blue Brothers in 1980, did a movie called Continental Divide in 81 with Dan Aykroyd, and then another movie with Dan Aykroyd called Neighbors, which he played against type in 1981. 3 of the 4 films other than Animal House co-starred Dan Aykroyd. And then when they made Ghostbusters in 1984, they were prepping a script early in the 1980s. That movie, there was no doubt John Belushi was going to play one of the 4 Ghostbusters if he was alive to do it. A lot of, you know, it's interesting. There is a lot of talent on that show that have gone into feature film. Chevy Chase would be one of the more popular ones. I got to be honest, I'm not that big a Chevy Chase fan, but
no,
Eddie Murphy
either.
Has made some great stuff. And Billy Crystal, is a great talent that was on that show.
Yeah. All right, let me ask you about this movie with Nicole Kidman that I just started seeing info about, The Destroyer. What do we know about that? You know, the two movies that seemed to be in the question box for me was The Upside, whether I wanted to see it or not.
Right.
And I decided not to because I don't like Kevin Hart, but I do like Bryan Cranston a lot. What about Nicole Kidman? What do you hear about The Destroyer? What's it about?
I don't know exactly what it's about. I saw a trailer. It's getting a lot of really good buzz. I think it's one of those films that's just going to primarily play as what we talk about in the art house circuit. It should start to get released a little bit wider in the next few weeks. She's an actress who continues to work consistently. She's an
actress. She has great reviews. I'm looking at some of the reviews for this. They are very good on her. Best performance of her life and stuff like that. It looks like she's pretty angry in this.
She likes doing weird
movies. She plays
movies.
A sunken-eyed skeleton of an undercover cop. So, anyway, she always looks like she needs a hamburger anyway. All right. What else you got, Chucker?
That's pretty much all I got, Doug.
No, it isn't. Come on. There's a lot of stuff going on. Really? You said you had a lot of stuff when we started.
No, I don't. Movie news is pretty scarce.
Why? What about the continuing buzz on the Oscars and who wins and who doesn't and who's even going to watch?
Again, they're going to go with no host is something that I said I think is...
mistake.
Actually, I didn't remember. The last time they went hostless in the Oscars was back in 1989. So this is not the first time that it will be done. I just think they could have came up with some form of a host, even though the fact that the whole Kevin Hart fallout thing, I think they had enough time to somewhat come up with a host, but they chose to go...
How do you think Bryan Cranston, speaking of the two of them together, how do you think Bryan Cranston would do as the host?
That would be a different kind of host, but I think he's a talented guy, and he does have a sense of humor. They could have went with a guy or a woman like that, who's a little bit less comedic, who would have been fine. I am curious to see who they trot out on stage. I'm sure they're going to bring out most of the big guns, the Tom Hanks and the Julia Roberts and the Sandra Bullocks of the world. They're going to get all the A-list type talent to be a presenter.
Well, I don't know. You wonder whether it's worth watching or not. I think it would be interesting. Cranston seems, in my mind, comes out of the same book of credible actors like Kevin Spacey, even though he's discredited himself by his personal stuff. He was a great host of the Oscars, I thought, the year he did it. He was funny. His characters were great. He did a very good job. And I think there have been some others. Steve Martin, I'd love to see him up there again. I think he was fabulous.
Steve Martin was good. Hey, you don't see Steve Martin around in front of the camera that much nowadays. So
doesn't want to do much anymore. All right, Chucker, great job. See, look at all you had to talk about. 59 after the hour on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.